The Gemara Masech Babakamadaf Tazayim Rebeis quotes the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, where Yirmiyah says, Kikaru sucha lelachteni upachim tomnu leraglai. Yirmiyah Navi is davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should punish the people who refuse to listen to what he gives them mussar, and instead of accepting what he says, they cause him agmas nefesh, they cause him different problems. Says the Gemara, what exactly happened? Rabbi Elazar Omer shechishdu mizayna, that the people accused Yirmiyahu of having relations with a zayna. Rashmu b'nachmeni Omer shechishdua meishasish, they accused him of having relations with an eishasish. And there's a beautiful pshat from the Mashah. The Mashah says that we find that Moshe Rabbeinu was also accused by his brother Aaron, by his sister Miriam. He says that we find a common denominator between Yirmiyahu and Moshe Rabbeinu. The reason Moshe Rabbeinu separated himself from his wife Tzipora was because Moshe Rabbeinu needed to be prepared to hear the Dvar Hashem at any time when Hashem called upon him, and therefore he had to be constantly in a state of Tahara. Yirmiyahu was also in such a category that he had to be always in a state of Tahara, prepared for Nevuah. And therefore, he could not live with a wife. The people who saw Yirmiyahu separate himself from his wife assumed, why is he separating himself from his wife? He must be separating himself from his wife because he's having relations with a zayna, because he's having relations with an eishasish. But it was the furthest thing from the truth. It was only because he needed to be prepared for the Dvar Hashem. Says the Gemara, according to the opinion that says that they accused him of having relations with a zayna, we understand what the pasuk says, kisucha amuka zayna. The pasuk clearly identifies that they accused him of having relations with a zayna. According to Mandam, that the accusation was an eishes ish, my shucha. How do we see in that pasuk eishes ish? Answers the Gemara, if somebody is having relations with an eishes ish, that is in the category of a zayna. Says the Gemara further, according to the opinion that he was accused of an eishes ish, hainad iksiv, v'ata yashem yadat as kol atz osam olay lamavis. Yirmiyahu says to Hashem that I know, you know, that all they're trying to do is cause me to die, which is understandable. Because we know, if Rachman Otzlan, somebody does an Aveira with an Eishes Ish, he's Chayiv Misa. El Mandam Shechishdu Mizayna, according to the Mandam that he was accused of having relations with a Zayna, absolutely terrible Aveira. But where's the Maila Mavis? There's no Chayiv Misa for that. Answers the Gemara, what the Pasuk means is that aside from all the accusations that they leveled against Yirmiyahu, hishlichu l'be'er tit, they threw him into a pit in order to try to kill him. Darush Rava, continues the Gemara, says Rava Maidik Siv, the Pasuk continues saying there in Yirmiyahu, v'yu m'chshonu l'fenecha be'is apcha asei behem, Omer Yirmiyahu fe Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yirmiyahu says to Hashem, Ravani Shalom, feel b'shaw, shayus and tztaka, Yirmiyahu curses them, that even when they do tztaka, hechshilim b'nei Adam, shenim huganim, cause them to stumble, cause them to give the tztaka to people who aren't deserving of the tztaka, k'dei shalom yikabu alayin tzchar, in order they should not receive any tzchar for doing the tztaka that they're trying to do. The Tosfos right away here, Divrei Maskil for Necho, says, how do we see in this Pasuk that this Pasuk is referring to Tzedakah? So he says, because the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, for Holach Lefanecho Tzedakah, so the word Lefanecho is mentioned in this Pasuk, and the word Lefanecho is mentioned in regards to Tzedakah. We see that Tzedakah is being referred to here. The Shita quotes Rabbi Yeshaya, who gives a different explanation. He says, the Pasuk here says, Be'es apcha sebehem. Normally, he says, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Matn b'seisa yichva'af, that by giving tzedakah, one could turn over the anger of Hashem. However, asks Yirmiyahu of Hashem, make that they should give tzedakah to people who are not deserving of the tzedakah, so they shouldn't have the schus of the tzedakah to cause that the anger of Hashem should go away. The Sefer Kikoyin D'Yoyna quotes the Gemara in Masechet Baba Basra, Daf Yud Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says, Shol Transpernus Arosha Sabakiva. Transpernus Arosha asked Sabakiva, in Malakechem Oyevus Aniyim, if Hashem loves poor people so much, Mipnei Ma'ayinim Afanasom, why doesn't he support them? Omloi, Kadesh Nitzel Ona Behemadina Shagahanim. Hashem makes poor people so that we should give them tzedakah and therefore we should be saved from Gehenim. So Transpernus continues. Omalei Adirabba, Zusha Mechaivasim Gehenim. By giving such people tzedakah, you're causing that you should go to Gehenim. And he gives a marshal. Marshal, if a king got angry at his servant and he gave out an edict that no one should give him to eat or to drink. And somebody did feed this Eved. Doesn't the king get angry that his rule has been violated? And you are a vadim of Hashem. And if Hashem says that this Eved, this poor person, shouldn't be supported, how may we support him? So Rabbi Akiva responds, the real way to understand it was with the following mashal. If a king got angry at his son and said that no one should feed him, no one should give him anything, and someone surreptitiously does feed him, isn't the king really happy because he loves his son? And we are bonim l'makim, as the pasuk says, bonim atem l'Hashem l'keichem. So therefore, amaloi, so how do we reconcile this? So says the Gemara, b'zman sh'os mitzonim sh'makim, when we follow what Hashem wants us to do, kruyim bonim, we're called his sons, were called his avodim. So now, says the Kikoyin D'Yoyna, we understand Yirmiyahu very well. Because even Rabbi Akiva agrees that when we are in the category of avodim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes such a person poor, we don't deserve to be, we shouldn't give him tzedakah. And that's what Yirmiyahu was davening, that the tzedakah should be, that the people get stuck up, people who aren't deserving of it, they're avadim, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be only angry that we're supporting ones who HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want should be supported. Din Yaakov asks, so if Yirmiyahu is going to curse them, why did he specifically curse them with the mitzvah tzedakah? So he answers that we just learned a question of what was, the Gemara had a machloikis, of what was Yirmiyahu accused. Was he accused that he had relations with an Eishes Ish? Was he accused of that he had relations with a Zayna? So it says, according to the man the Omer, that they accused him of having relations with Eishes Ish, says the Gemara Masechta Soita, Daf Heyom and Aleph, Kabbalah Eishes Ish, if someone has relations with Eishes Ish, I feel Oyset Tzedakah B'Seisr, even if he does the highest form of Tzedakah, which is giving Tzedakah secretly, anonymously, Diksiv, Matan Besesa Yichvaf, who gives stock in that way, Kigan Hashem's anger turned away, he won't be able to be saved. So that's why they were saying about him that you had relations with an Eishes Ish, and therefore your tzedakah will never be worthwhile. So Yirmiyahu says back to them, just the opposite. Your tzedakah should not be worthwhile. The Panim Iris explains that the Zohar says that those who give tzedakah to support Talmidei Chachamim, the schus is that they will have children who will be Talmidei Chachamim, Unavim. And he said, therefore, these people who don't show the proper respect to the Navi, as we learned in the Gemara, aren't deserving to have children who could be Nevi'im, and therefore should not be given the opportunity to give proper tzedakah. The Chidah has a different approach. The Pasuk says, in Hashkifa Mamon Kotshcha Min HaShemayim, says the Medrash, Kol Hashkofa Shenemer B'Torah. Wherever the Torah used the word Hashkofa, he l'ra. It means something bad is going to happen. Chutz Mizu, except for this one. Because the Koyach of Tzedakah has the ability to turn that even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chas V'Sholem prepared to have the Midas Adin, it could turn into the Midas Harachman. So that's what Yirmiyahu was saying. Whatever Klola I will curse them with, if they will give Tzedakah, the Tzedakah will wipe out that Klola, as we see the power of Tzedakah to turn the Midas Hadin into the Midas Harachman. So he's davened that their Tzedakah should not be considered a valid Tzedakah, and therefore, now whatever Klola they get will indeed work. The Sefer Chassidim asks, how could Yirmiyahu curse them? Isn't this nekama, a revenge? So the Sefer Chassidim tells us that if someone is being persecuted and he has no other options, then he has to do what he has to do. Yirmiyahu saw here that he had no other options, so he did what he had to do. The Bnei Yisachar, in his Sefer Mepikudecha Espoinon, has a very nice explanation. He says, we know many times Chazal discuss Rosh of a Tovloi. We see that sometimes Rishoyim have it good in this world, Tzadik V'raloi. Tzadikim don't have it so good. How do we understand that? And one of the explanations is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to the Rishoyim their schar in this world, and by getting their schar in this world, they won't have any Olam Haba. So Yirmiyahu realized that these people are Rishoyim. Whatever good they do, they'll get schar in this world. And therefore, Yirmiyahu said, and that why will they use that schar? To persecute me further. So that's why Yirmiyahu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't let them be able to do tzedakah. Because if they're going to do some tzedakah, they're going to end up using that, and you're going to have to give them schar. They're going to use that schar to hurt me. And indeed, the Sefer Chassidim in Siman Samach Aleph says, if somebody gives tzedakah to people who aren't worthy, it's not considered a mitzvah, it's considered an aveira. Giving tzedakah to people who rebel against Hashem is an aveira. You're supporting those who are against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lefikach, and therefore says the Sefer Chassidim, Yispala Adam LaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person should always daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shiyajm Loi B'nei Adam Uganim, that Hashem should help him, that if he's giving tzedakah, he should give tzedakah to people who are worthy. In fact, I saw a beautiful vart from the Satmar Rebbe. We know, Yom Neroim, by the tefillah, we say, Tshuva tefillah utzedakah mavirin esroya gzeira. The way of Chas V'Shalom, a bad decree was made on a person, the way to avoid it is tshuva, doing tshuva, tefillah, davening, and tzedakah. So the question is, shouldn't have tzedakah been mentioned first? For two reasons. Firstly, tzedakah is really the easiest of these three things to do. And besides that tzedakah is the easiest of the three to do, there's another factor to take into consideration. We know that by tzedakah, the Gemara many times discusses this, there's a concept of baal ta'achar, that if you don't give the tzedakah immediately when you're supposed to give the tzedakah, you're right with baal ta'achar. So shouldn't tzedakah, ask the Satmar Rebbe, be mentioned first? Yet here we find, we say it every year in the Yom Neroim, we mention tzedakah last. So he answers a beautiful teretz. He says, because here we're learning that when you give tzedakah, if you want the tzedakah to be effective, it has to be given to the right individual. So therefore, first we do tshuva, and then we are mispalel. And if we do tshuva and we're mispalel, hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help that we will be zoicha, that the tzedakah will be given indeed to someone who's indeed worthy of receiving tzedakah. How the Magen Yisro D'Rav says that if somebody gives tzedakah l'shem mitzvah, even if he ended up giving it to someone who's not deserving of the tzedakah, it's considered a mitzvah. Only when it was not the person's intention, when the person did not have the proper kavana when he gave the tzedakah, then there's a difference who received the tzedakah. Yirmiyahu, therefore, he explains, was aware that these individuals were not giving tzedakah l'shem mitzvah, and therefore, by asking that the people who received the tzedakah from them will be people who are not worthy of receiving the tzedakah, they will not get the schar of the tzedakah. He goes, however, one step further. He says, this distinction is only when you're giving money. But if you're giving actual food to someone who needs food, if you give food to someone, then there's no nafkamina whether whatever your intention was. There's another pshat that I saw from the Meroime Sada. The Meroime Sada says that there's a difference between Rishoim and Ramoim. A Rasha, someone who doesn't act properly, you're allowed to give tzedakah to. Even if you give tzedakah, you're kayim the mitzvah. If you give it to someone who's a ramai, who's a liar, it's much worse.